From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq, talk of a U.S. withdrawal is intensifying. The government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is demanding a timetable as part of a security agreement now being negotiated with Washington. If conditions there continue to improve, Iraqi officials insist U.S. combat troops can be out of Iraqi cities by June of next year. Well, in a speech today at the National Defense University, President Bush took a small step in that direction.
General Petraeus has just completed a review of the situation in Iraq, and he and the Joint Chiefs of Staff have recommended that we move forward with additional force reductions, and I agree.
The move includes both Marines and soldiers to be withdrawn by February, about 8,000 in all. The president also acknowledged another battlefield where things are not going so well.
As al-Qaeda faces increased pressure in Iraq, the terrorists are stepping up their efforts on the front where this struggle first began, the nation of Afghanistan.
President Bush said that a Marine battalion and an Army combat brigade that were scheduled to deploy to Iraq will instead go to Afghanistan as part of what he called a quiet surge. But the increase is less than what some military leaders have called for, including the U.S. general in charge of the fight there.
Despite recent security gains in Iraq, one important question remains. If American troops leave, is the Iraqi army ready to assume responsibility for the country's security? Well, to look into that question, NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro traveled to the province of Diyala, north of Baghdad. There, the Iraqi army is engaged in ongoing operations against al-Qaeda and other insurgents.
Lieutenant General Ali Gaidan, commander of Iraqi ground forces here, is taking a tour of recently won territory in Diyala province. It's sweltering, and as far as the eye can see, the once fertile farmlands here are scorched by drought. The general mops sweat from his brow and talks to a local sheikh who has been tipping off the Iraqi army forces in the area about the presence of insurgents. A redoubt of al-Qaeda in Iraq, Prime Minister Maliki ordered Iraq's armed forces to move into Diyala last month, following operations in Iraq's south, Basra, Amara, and Baghdad's Shiite slum of Sadr City. General Gaidan tells an NPR reporter that the Iraqi army has proven itself ready to take control.
I believe the Iraqi army can do all operations now alone without asking the help of the American forces. Our troops have the ability to move freely and react quickly. Our troops are now more professional than ever.
According to American trainers, in the last 2 years, the Iraqi army has improved dramatically. Its soldiers are now able to plan and execute their own operations and are less reliant on the U.S. for logistical support. The Iraqi army is an ordered, cohesive force. Here in Diyala, whole areas that were once controlled by al-Qaeda in Iraq are now regularly patrolled by Iraqi forces. Deep into the countryside, the Iraqis have built dozens of combat outposts made of sandbags and netting, where soldiers sleep and live around the clock. There are only about 100 U.S. soldiers in this area, and they live on a nearby base. Still, in the recent operations, the Iraqi army has largely gone unchallenged, and when they face difficulties, like in the early stages of the Basra offensive, Iraqi troops relied heavily on the Americans for help. Driving in an unair-conditioned Humvee, two Iraqi soldiers who don't want their last names used for fear of reprisals say they don't agree with General Gaidan's assessment of their readiness. Hani says the U.S. military's support is still essential.
We need them. They are the ones who give us aerial support. All we have are rifles and machine guns, which are useless without their planes and helicopters.
The Iraqi army now feeds, arms, and clothes itself. But the second soldier, Murtala, says that since the Iraqis took over the system, it is rife with corruption.
From the moment the Iraqis took over logistics, we got nothing at all. I swear to God, we had to start buying our own uniforms and boots. We even buy the ammo pouch.
Advancement is often based on connections and bribes, not merit, say other soldiers privately. The American military also believes that there continues to be serious challenges. Major Jay Gentile with the 2nd Stryker Cavalry Regiment is the head of the military transition team embedded with Iraqi troops in Diyala. He helped the Iraqis remove roadside bombs, or IEDs, as the military calls them, from this area.
This road that you see right here was heavily, heavily IED'd just a couple weeks ago. U.S. engineers helped working with the Iraqi army were able to clear those roads. And the Iraqi army didn't have the capability to do everything we could do. Quite honestly, it's frustrating for me because I want them to do more.
The problem is not only training, it's resources. Money from the Ministry of Defense in Baghdad often doesn't make its way into the field. Travel with the Iraqi army for a day, and you'll not only see essential communication equipment like radios with no batteries, but other more serious shortages. U.S. Major Gentile acknowledges that there are still problems, but insists the army is getting better.
From 2 years ago, the Iraqi army has made a 180-degree turnaround. They're having their own unique challenges because it's a different system. They're going from more Soviet style to a U.S. style, and I think they'll eventually fall into an Iraqi style.
In the village of Bani Zaid in Diyala, General Ali Gaidan hits a table angrily when he berates a subordinate for not achieving better results in this area. The officer's response is muted. He says, "Well, sir, today we really have gotten nowhere." The officer complains that the lack of progress is due to missing crucial equipment. For one, he has no backhoe, he says, with which to clear roadside bombs in an area which is heavily mined. The general gives the men their orders.
Bring down these villages. Be tough with them. If you find a terrorist in a village, bring the village down on their heads.
The Americans watch and say nothing. The general then strides out into the burning sun. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Diyala.